Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Thursday and time for another slice of fresh bread. John records an interesting event that takes place. It's in John chapter 12, and we're going to read our slice of fresh bread from John chapter 12 and verse 20. Now, among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly," or "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." Wow, what a glorious truth. What powerful aspects of this wonderful text of Scripture is in front of us. Just a couple of thoughts. And they're there in the Temple Mount, and they come up to Philip. Now, Philip has this Greek name, and Philip is from Bethsaida, which is in the Galilee of the Gentiles. So they come to someone who has contact. By the way, there's a little lesson here. When you want to reach the community, when in the leadership are people who have been saved by grace from the various entities of that community, whether it's ethnically or socially or whatever, then that encourages people. And they see, oh man, you mean he saves, and not only saves them, but uses them? Well, they see Philip. And so these Greeks want to see Jesus. So they go to someone like them. Philip knows, you don't need to come to me, but I'm glad you came to me. I'm going to take you to him. By the way, I'm going to go to Andrew, because it was through Andrew that Philip had come to Jesus. So he says, I'm going to go to Andrew. So now Andrew and Philip bring the news to Jesus. And soon as Jesus hears that these Greeks are coming, he immediately says what? "The hour's come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Now he realizes this is an affirmation. You see, God had promised Abraham, "In you all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." So now this Jesus who comes to us through the nation of Israel in order to reach the nations of the world, when the Greeks are there, he realizes from the Father this is an affirmation. This is not one of those he needs to pass through their midst because his time has not come. Remember how many times he's done that? This is the time. I don't need to move away from this moment. The hour has come. Now is the time. And so now he is ready to give himself. And he goes ahead and points out the atoning death is like the seed that falls in the ground. If the seed doesn't die and get put in the ground, it doesn't bear fruit. So Jesus will die not a martyr's death, he'll die an atoning death, he'll be buried, and he will rise again, and he'll be the first fruits of a glorious harvest of those whom he has saved at the cross. Who are those who he has saved at the cross? Well, you'll know them. They serve him. He says they serve him and they follow him. It's not their serving and following that saves them, it's their serving and following that shows he saved them by his life, death, burial, and resurrection. They are the fruit. Who are those who belong to Christ? Who are the fruit of his redeeming work? Those who trust him, serve him, and follow him. That evidences their saving relationship with him. And that's why he says, "The Father that sent me, when you serve me, then the Father will honor you, because you are one of those whom the Father gave to me." And now that you're saved, you're showing your salvation because you've believed, you've trusted, you have served, and you have followed me. So my dear friend, I'm not asking you, have you nodded to Jesus? I'm asking you, have you surrendered? If you've surrendered, then you will follow him. If you follow him, you will obey him. If you honor him, then the Father, in the name of his Son who saved you, will honor you. So come to him, follow him. It's not your following that saves you. Follow the Savior who saved you. And watch what the Father does in the name of Jesus in your life by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.